When Kyrgyzstan said it would close an American air base last week, it was a reminder of how important that Central Asian nation has been to the U.S. military operations in neighboring Afghanistan. This comes at a time when President Obama plans to send more troops to Afghanistan. U.S. officials are looking at other options if Kyrgyzstan goes through with shutting down the base, but there aren't a lot of obvious or easy alternatives. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When the U.S. gained access to the air base in Kyrgyzstan and another in Uzbekistan, it was in the opening days of the Afghan war. The two bases helped U.S. and NATO efforts to drive the Taliban and al-Qaeda from Afghanistan, says Martha Brill Elcott, a Russian and Eurasian specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The base in Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan, but especially the base in Uzbekistan, was really critical in the first year or year and a half of the war when NATO troops were not in firm control of northern Afghanistan and when we didn't have an air base in Bagram in Afghanistan.
But now, 7 years into the war, things have changed with the Central Asian bases. Uzbekistan evicted the U.S. from its air base in 2005, and now Kyrgyzstan says it's doing the same thing. Kyrgyzstan's decision comes at a time when the U.S. is planning to send up to 30,000 additional troops and all the supplies that go with them to Afghanistan. It will be a massive logistical operation. Elcott says for that reason, it's important the U.S. have an air base in Central Asia. Several of the former Soviet Republic air bases have big runways and good approaches through the mountainous region. Elcott said it would also be an insurance policy.
If something went sour quickly in Afghanistan, you don't want to have to go running around like they did after 9/11 trying to secure permissions and then make the modifications necessary to make these bases usable.
Elcott admits U.S. dealings with the Central Asian nations are challenging. They're considered as not wholly reliable, as seen by the closing of the air bases. And there's the tie to Russia. Kyrgyzstan announced its decision shortly after Russia gave it $2 billion in aid and loans. This move was widely seen as Russia reasserting its influence in the region. It could happen again in any of the other transit points the U.S. uses through Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. The U.S. could just try to strike a deal with Russia. Dr. Charles Wise, the director of the John Glenn School of Public Affairs and a Russian analyst, says that would be easier in the short term.
But then what the United States has done is they've given Russia a monopoly on our access to Afghanistan. What's to stop them next time we get to an impasse or a disagreement over something for them to say, okay, you can no longer use those routes to get to Afghanistan?
The U.S. had already begun looking at other resupply options for Afghanistan long before Kyrgyzstan's announcement, in large part over concern about the increasing number of attacks on convoys shuttling through Pakistan. The U.S. could increase cargo flights from Gulf state allies, but at a high cost. Senior NATO officials have said they would not oppose member nations approaching Iran about opening supply lines to Afghanistan. Andy Hone is with the RAND Corporation and was a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy from 1998 to 2004. He says there's another alternative.
I think we ought to be looking inside Afghanistan itself, northwest Afghanistan.
Right.
That, you know, you still have to be able to fly through airspace of all these countries. But in terms of moving things, you know, this is a long-haul commitment. Then we ought to be looking to build infrastructure, and you know, up near Mazar-i-Sharif.
Hone says flexibility is key and that the U.S. needs to keep all its options open and not rely on a single party or access route as the U.S. builds up its operations in Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.